This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Our clients trust us on a wider global basis now, yeah. And they know we can deliver, and they know that we'll be honest and open with them and be able to develop our technology and our skills and our team to be able to do what they need and want us to do.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome to the Team Builders Podcast with Team Challenge Company. My name is Jonathan. I'm one of the co-directors of Team Challenge Company, and I am joined by my two co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, today. Jerry, hello, how are you?
Yes, Jonathan, nice to have you.
Stephen, how's it going?
Living at large.
Yes, superb, as always, no doubt. Gents, today we have the opportunity to chat a little bit about lots of the changes that have gone on in the working environment in the last few years in particular, and obviously with the COVID pandemic around the world, there has been a big shift for a lot of the clients that we work with to hybrid and remote working styles, and as you'll both know, we've had to change a lot of the times with that, and I thought today we could chat a little bit about the way that we've developed a range of virtual experiences, the challenges that have come about with that, the successes that have come about with that, and basically share experiences over the last few years and how that's all gone down. So lots of changes with that in mind. How do you feel the transition was into virtual team building world?
Business-wise, you know, it was, the floor was pulled, and we're looking at each other thinking, you know, how are we going to get through? And we had everything else to worry about as well. I think the initial shock of it was the biggest life experience that many of us have had.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, not only was it personal, but it was our income as well and our family. So that was a big choice and big decisions needed to be made. I think I'm thankful for having the resilience that we have had through the years. And we knew collectively that there was going to be a solution for us. It was just a case of when that would come. For me personally, I think I took a very pragmatic approach to the business and just went back into my favourite podcasters.
Yeah.
And listened to Tony Robbins.
Was it the Team Building Podcast?
No, not yet. But it revolutionised from there. Tony Robbins, bit of Joe Rogan, and listened to what they were sharing, I think, in order to inspire some thoughts for us. And through that, I felt I found a small solution that we all collectively came to. And we decided that there are people who still need events and still need engagement and still need our services. We just have to find the output for them.
Yeah.
And that came through. I guess we had the great luxury of being with the Catalyst Global Network, which is the largest collective body of team building companies around the world. So we had access to technology that would work across platforms, which really we homed in on. And from that, we didn't necessarily have any customers or clients who needed it, but they wanted it. They just didn't know where to find it. Mm-hmm. So we married those two things together. And from there, then our ladder started to shoot up. But once that ladder started to grow, our momentum as business owners, it was just phenomenal. We had to learn new skills.
Yeah.
You were designing. I was writing. I never write. I was writing. You know, we got the stuff down. And then we got calls and we reinvented online team building. And I like to think we were one of the top two in the country who was out there with the best products.
Yeah.
Yes, there was people there doing wine and cheese tastings and that. I mean, you know, I don't call that overly team building in our eyes, but we were able to offer a gamified scenario where they had to collaborate together across the network from their homes to achieve a common goal and learn new skills at the same time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll hold my boat there.
Well held.
I hope they give a good ground route.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Stephen?
I think it's very hard to talk about the emotional impact as a father and grandfather, but it was difficult for everybody, obviously, and it happened so quickly. You know, it was overnight. Compounded by the fact that our business and our livelihoods and our family's livelihoods were threatened, it was hugely difficult and hugely emotional. So we had to gather ourselves together as a team and we had to find a way because there was no way. So we had to make a way. And we wanted to be in that business forever and a day. So therefore, you know, as a team, we're utilising everybody's skills and abilities and those beyond us as well. We did find a way. And for me, I was hugely concerned about the future of ourselves and our business and our livelihoods. And then a way was found, you know, by you two much younger members of the team and
we'll
other younger
that.
Members
we'll
of the team.
That.
And one of the first events that we did do was for the franchisees of Pizza Hut in Europe. And it was a race night. And I thought, my goodness, you know, it's going to be difficult. I'd never heard of Zoom. You know, I barely knew how to open a laptop or switch it on. And then we did a race night and it went like a train. It was tremendous, and people turned up dressed in their hats with their wine and their little boxes in their own homes, and it was phenomenal. And I thoroughly enjoyed the evening, and the guests thoroughly enjoyed the evening, and I thought, my goodness, this could work.
Yeah.
And it did, and it was a tribute to you guys, you know, to the effort and the ingenuity and the discipline that you had and the belief that we could step into that arena and not just jump on the bandwagon, because there wasn't a bandwagon, we were the bandwagon. And people, you know, as Jerry would have said, a year later, 2 years later, jumped on it. We had already moved way forward.
Yeah.
And we brought the gamification of many of our concepts and our portfolio to the fore, and customers benefited from that right across the globe. Yeah. And as a company, you know, we dug into that, we re-employed people, we've gone from strength to strength, and now we're able to pull on all the strands in the real world and in the virtual and hybrid world as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, as challenging a time as it was to see how we could find a future in that, one of the big things has been the ability for our teams and our clients that we perhaps had built up here in the UK, how they could share that experience with their colleagues around the world, which they'd never been able to do previously. And I think that was a big element of what gained traction for so many of those colleagues. Because yes, of course, people wanted to reconnect here in the UK, but quickly there was an opportunity found, wasn't there, Jerry?
Yeah.
About how they could start to bring in offices from across the globe.
We have to be in America, India and Europe in the same day. Now, straight away, I was thinking, can't even get a plane, you know? But we did. We had to start at 6 a.m. and we went straight into, I'm sure that was Asia.
Yeah.
And I have never experienced such fun with 300 Indian people doing team building in my entire life. I can't overemphasize it. And that was just, you know, eye-opening for us. And then I remember going from there straight into the next one, and we were in Thailand, and there was a lady on a bus with chickens in a box, and she was part of the team on this Taiwanese bus, and she was shouting out. We have a game that we called Globe Runner, where you should visit different countries around the world virtually, of course, and do challenges. And she was on this Taiwanese bus. She was taking photos of herself, and then we were sharing all the photos with everybody. And I was at that point, because this was early on, I remember saying, Jonathan, we are flying here.
Yeah.
This, if we can do this, we can solve their connection issues in this moment in time.
Yeah.
It might not last forever, but this is going to be a winner. Like, and so many more of those stories, wasn't there? I just loved it. We were in Vegas, New York. I mean, dreams come true.
Yeah.
When you saw how people adopted it into their businesses, and you were meeting people before you started, and they were like, I can't use a computer. I'll tell a quick wee story here.
Yeah.
Met this one gentleman, and he had an iPad, and we had 140 people break up into different breakout rooms. If everybody's aware of Zoom, you know, go into breakout rooms, and they would all work in silos for a collective challenge and then come together and see the result. And this man came to me and he left his room and he said, Jerry, I can't get my thing to work to download. I said, okay, what have you got? An Apple device? Yes, I got an Apple device. He was maybe 78, but that's not old, you know.
Young.
Yeah, he was young then. Yeah. But he was holding his device. And I said, okay, just hit the home button. And he's like, there's no home button. I said, have you got an Apple device? Yeah. I said, there's definitely a home button. He says, there's no home button. So he was getting frustrated. And I said, okay, go to your settings. Yeah, I've got settings. And then I said, can you turn on your camera? I don't know how. Eventually got his camera on. So I fast forward. And there he was, sitting in his seat, laid back. He was holding his iPad sideways.
Oh.
So his home button was to the right-hand side and not underneath. And then I thought to myself, okay.
Landscape and portrait.
Well, I actually did think, if this young man can use technology, I can certainly advance myself quicker and learn even more technology.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a great eye-opener, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's given us an opportunity to, I mean, we've always worked with global teams here in the UK in particular, but it's given us an opportunity to share and enjoy working with clients and people from around the world and experiencing those different cultures and the way they do things and how they connect to each other. And I do think organisations that are global that we work with often and have worked with for many years,
they would never have flown to each other, would
they? Exactly. It's given them an opportunity, hasn't it, to connect to people with their you know, Asian offices and their American offices and the European offices.
Couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
300 people on an airplane.
Yeah.
It would have been seen as a vast waste of money.
Yeah.
But now it's recommended to the highest order, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And it was inspirational to hear many of the success stories of many of our clients from around the globe on staying in business, first of all, and keeping people safe and keeping employment and stretching themselves to be able to go into new markets, and great success stories in all different sectors, in retail and finance, et cetera, et cetera. And that inspired us, I think.
Yeah.
It definitely inspired us at the very root of it to keep ourselves safe and fit and well, to keep our families safe, fit and well. and also to drive ourselves onto the next level so we could be able to accommodate those clients who were searching out for companies like us, and there were very, very few across the world, to be able to be entertained and to be able to have some sort of team building opportunity and connect together and make them feel wanted and special in that workplace when it was so difficult during those times.
I think what you know mentioned there about, you know, engagement, that was one of certainly my biggest concerns in the early days of, you know, creating products that would work in a virtual environment, taking things that we maybe had and, you know, redesigning them or reworking them to bring to the
and be understood worldwide.
Yeah, to be understood, well, exactly, but to also make it engaging enough. That was definitely one of my biggest concerns. Did you see as we went along that we were able to, you know, retain and maintain that engagement across the board?
Yeah, get the message across that this is worth doing. As it progressed too, it was quite special to see as it progressed, because all of a sudden, you know, in 2021, we were doing in people's homes, and then the office was open. The boardroom table was there, and there was like four people around, like, you know, 55-foot table, you know, for the distance. And then next thing you know, we had two different parts of it. People in the office, people at home, are trying to come up with a word for all this. And I remember hearing on the news, you know, hybrid.
Yeah.
Thinking it's like a car or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it caught on. And then I found ourselves recently, we did an event for a recruitment company that came out of The Apprentice. And we were able to give over a full experience of experiential learning to them from the screen.
I think in the real world, we've got a great combination of education and entertainment. I think in the virtual world, initially, certainly, it was pure entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think we have the personalities and the background and the knowledge to be able to do that. And again, it lifted our spirits, lifted the spirits of our team, and made us really enjoy it and really understand the process and stretch ourselves further to be able to deliver more quality of events and pride ourselves and be able to deliver into countries and into markets we probably never had been to. And those are opportunities that hopefully we'll be able to gain, both in the virtual world, the hybrid world, and who knows, maybe in the real world as well.
Yeah.
I tell you how common it is now. I went to an event recent and the lady said, we've got 25 people in New York that want to watch the presentation. And can you sort that? I'm thinking, like, normally you'd be panicking. I said, no problem. Flipped open the iMac on Zoom, put it in front of the projector screen, rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's would never happen.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, one thing that we should address though is, obviously, we've moved back towards live events now for a number of months, and we still have a combination of virtual experiences, hybrid experiences, and live events. There was always that debate, could virtual really replace in-person events? Do you think that we've seen a big swing back? Do you think virtual will stay? Do you think we'll continue to do that? Or do you think that there's going to be a combination as we go forward?
I think, you know, basically we're social animals. I don't think that COVID was an evolution. It didn't make life better for everybody, not in the same way that we transferred from video to DVD. That made life easier. So therefore, I think we're always going to go back to bringing people together and enjoying the bang of the buck of the organisation so that we can have a real in-depth experience and feed off each other and rejoice in the fact that we're able to travel again and able to interact with each other, both formally and informally. And we've seen that for hundreds and thousands of years being successful. So I really can't see that the evolution will go the other way again.
Yeah.
But who knows what's going to happen in the future. At least we've got the tools in the armoury to be able to carry on functioning and not just survive but thrive no matter what the landscape of the environment brings.
I agree, and a different slant too. I think there's some businesses who will not let it go ever.
Yeah.
Like the recruitment side of things,
yeah.
The onboarding.
Yeah.
Oh, like we see it ourselves.
Yeah, graduate schemes and inductions and
You know, you populate our diary some on occasion, you know, and I look in there and I go, banks, PricewaterhouseCoopers of this world, and they're doing their onboarding online and we're online from 9 a.m. to 5 in different parts of the world. And the people who are organising that for the businesses are way more streamlined now, because they used to have to fly to 5 different countries or continents over the course of 3 months to do this with their graduates. But now they do it all online together. So you've got all the cultures together, which I think probably would make them a much stronger company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the multiculture is embedded from the onboarding, from when you first come to the business.
Yeah.
And I can't see them changing that.
Yeah.
Financially, for one anyway, it's going to be way more. And plus for the employee, as we're heading into, you know, more care for the employee, the business will want them to have a better quality of life. I guess from my conversation with them, they used to fly around for 4 months of the year and then spend 3 months of the year planning all that and then try to fit in their life. So I can't see them ever changing that now.
I see those patterns, you know, pretty indicative in the fact that our partners, Catalyst Global, who I know continue to talk about, but, you know, the development of new products. And again, you know, they specialize in looking at trends in team building around the world.
Yep.
And obviously, lots of different regions in the world are still at different stages with their COVID recovery, if that would be the way to put it. I see that although there is a renewed focus on bringing new live in-person products, the virtual products aren't dead. They aren't going away. They're continuing to invest in that technology and continuing to invest in those products. Certainly not to the same extent that there was over that period of 2 years, but it's always going to be part of our portfolio, I feel now.
Yeah.
And I think that we will continue to invest in that to continue to allow the opportunities of our clients to avail of live in-person events in their locations around the world, but equally still that opportunity to bring vast groups of people across the whole world together in one Zoom call, Teams call, 90 minutes, 2 hours.
And trying to connect, you know, to go back to the hybrid, trying to connect the games, if you like, that can work live and at home at the same time. You know, we're cracking that now, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. Like,
I think you were telling me one about the Infinite Loop Online, which for everybody listening is a virtual game of free and a prisoner of true theory-based problem-solving across the different locations. You know, you can pick me up, but they're now trying to have a live version of that so that the people who are on Zoom, if you like, have the answers, and the people
can still interact with the people that are in the conference centre. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, again, an opportunity for us to stay at the forefront of team building and to offer experiences that can bring everybody together, whether a company decides to get all 400 of their staff in one location or they have 200, some dialing in from online, some dialing in from different hubs.
I think it's market driven, and I think, you know, we've got the experience and the skills and the ability to be able to develop both those things in tandem, develop the live events further and also the hybrid if those opportunities are apparent, and also the virtual opportunities as well. Coming back to the trust, our clients trust us on a wider global basis now and they know we can deliver, and they know that we'll be honest and open with them and be able to develop our technology and our skills on our team to be able to do what they need and want us to do. And we can only see, there's been opportunities in the future.
Okay, folks, that's us for this episode. Great to chat with you guys again. Lots of interesting stuff there. Really appreciate it. If you found it interesting and you'd like to learn more about our virtual, hybrid, or even in-person live experiences, please do check out all the relevant sections on the website. We've got all our products very kindly separated so you can make a choice as to which suits you best. It says here that you can include 17 easy team building activities for remote employees at teamchallenge-company.co.uk. 17 and counting, that is. Thanks so much for listening today, and we'll look forward to catching you all again soon on the Team Builders Podcast. Thank you.